We are Pachad Yitzchak Maimer Dalet in his Chanukah, in his Chanukah volume. And in this Maimer, Rav Huttner continues to develop the unique connection between Chanukah and Torah Shebaal Peh, and even more specifically to the Koach Chachamim in Takanos. So, Os Aleph, Asher Kedishonu B'Bitzovet Tzivonu L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. We make a bracha on L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah when we light the candles. V'Heichad Tzivonu. And when we make that bracha, we say Asher Kedishonu B'Mitzvot Tzivonu. Right? So, V'Heichad Tzivonu. So the Gemara asks, where does this Tzivui come from? Where did God command us in Hadlakas Ner Chanukah? So Rabbi Nechemiah Omar Mi Sha'al Avichav Yagedcha. Rabbi Nechemiah says this Takanas Chachamim gets its koach, gets its power from the source in the pasuk of Shal Avicha V'Yageidcha Sugya Din Rechanukah V'Perak V'Bem Adlikin, and this is all a Gemara in Shabbos. So the source for the Chachamim's power to make Takanos, to the extent that we can even say Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvosav V'Tzivanu, that Hashem commanded us to do these mitzvos, is Mishal Avicha V'Yageidcha. Right, ask your father, and he will tell you. So we know there are several mitzvos that the Chachamim gave us, and they precede Ner Chanukah. Kikyon, for example, Mikra Megillah, Uchadome, like the reading of the Megillah, and the like, the reading of the Megillah on Purim. Vafal became the Matzinu Shenikba Shakl Vatar Yazu Rak Bekesher in Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. And nonetheless, the Gemara only raises the question of Vehecham Vitzivanu. Where does the Koach of the Chachamim come from to make these takanos and to make mitzvos specifically to Ner Chanukah when there are previous mitzvos that predate Ner Chanukah? Why doesn't the Gemara ask that question in an earlier mitzvah? So in order to explain what the unique connection is between Chanukah and Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvosav V'Tzivanu, so says Rav Huttner, we have to explain in general Tochen Inyano Shel Malchus Yavan, what exactly is the nature of Yavan, the Malchus Yavan, with regard to Torah and Mitzvos. Good. Oz Beis. Kishando Malchus Yavan Rasha, so we say in the text of Alanisim that when Malchus Yavon, when the Greeks got up, this evil Greek nation got up and were imposing all sorts of things on Amcha Yisrael, right, on your nation, on Klal Yisrael, Lashkicham Torasecha, to let them forget Torah, ulahaviram et mechukei Ritzonecha, and have them violate Chukei Ritzonecha, your statutes, your laws, your divine will. So it would seem that there's something redundant here, right? Isn't the shichachas haTorah, the efforts that Yavon expended to make us forget Torah, isn't it exactly from the gezeiros shel bittul tamat Torah? Isn't it from the gezeiros that they made to try to prevent us from learning Torah, right? Aval achar iyun ein zeh maspik. But if we look more carefully at the text here, you can't really explain that within the line of L'hashkicham Torah Secha. Ki mitzah ze'ein hashkachas haTorah, hashkachas haTorah cholekes inyon la'atzma. Because then forgetting Torah is not a separate category of persecution. It's part of v'harihi nichlelis ba'avara mi'al chukei b'tzono shalmakom. It's really part of the second statement is that they were trying to get us to be ma'aver mi'chukei b'tzonecha, to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wishes, to go against mitzvos, right? And isn't it one of the mitzvos? Ki tamu Torah b'tzono shalmakom hu. Tamu Torah is one of the ratzon Hashem. Hashem wants us to learn Torah. O kishem machrichim levadlo havi havara al chukei b'tzono. And when they force us, right, to stop learning Torah, which is going to lead us to forget Torah, so that's part of our bittul of mitzvahs in general. And certainly, the bittul of Talmud Torah is what leads to forgetting Torah. So, hava talya, and it's the same exact thing, and therefore, why don't we just suffice to say, ulahaviram b'chukei rizonecha. V'im b'chol zos masinu shemat beya, שבמטבעה של על הניסים השכחס התורה חולקס עניין לעצמו, בוודאי שלא על הגזירו של ביטל תלמודו של תורה מצד עצמו מסכבנו הדברים. So it's clear that there's something beyond just ביטל תורה that we're referring to here in the text of על הניסים. Because if it was just ביטל תורה, then that would not be necessary to mention that as a separate category of persecution. מהו איפה אופיה של השכחס התורה הזו אשר מחמסו So what exactly is the nature of this shikhas, a Torah that should require its own statement? So we're going about to explain. Haprisha midarchem shayisob torosom yiptorosom yeshlem kama shemos kigon mumrus minus apikorsus v'chodome. Right? Stop when a Jew leaves the path of Torah mitzvos, so we have many different words that we use for that. We use a mumr, a min, an apikoros, and similarly. But however, at the time of Chanukah, with the Gzeros of Yavon, the Pumel Shel Yavonim, at the times of the battle with Yavon, we have a new shame that's quite unique, that hasn't been used otherwise, and really seems to be specifically used with regards to the time of Chanukah. Sharikach Hayisa, I should say the times with our battle with Yavon. Sharikach Hayisa Tiviyasa Shel Yavon Kisuv Lechem Al Keren Ashor She'en Lechem Chelik V'Elokei Yisrael. But specifically when it comes to Yavon, so we have this phraseology of the mumrus of the straying from the path of Torah brought down in Bereishis Rabbah that says that we should write, they made us write, Al Karen Ashor, on the horn of Ashor, She'en Lachem Chelek B'Elokei Yisrael, that you do not, the Jewish people do not have any portion in Elokei Yisrael and the God of Israel. Now what does that mean? Yesh lo l'shem zeh shal shlilas ha'chelek b'elokei Yisrael tochem m'suyom asher nimtza oso nimtza miyuchad liyavon. There is something very, very specific and unique that connects this concept of She'en Lachem Chelek B'Elokei Yisrael, right, that aspect of you should write, Klal Yisrael, we don't want you to have, you should recognize and know, you don't have a chelek in Klal Yisrael. Something specifically to Yavon. U'biyad v'm kachu. And the explanation is as follows. Shnei tzedadim yesh lo l'matpei ayachas shel kenes Yisrael l'Yavon. There are two ways to explain the connection between Klal Yisrael and Yavon. Right? And there are two different tzedadim. There are two different sides, you know, two different sides of the same coin, so to speak, when we need to describe our relationship to Yavon. Michadigi, so on one side, Choshech al Panei Tehom. Yavon represents the Choshech al Panei Tehom from Parshas Bereishis. Zu Yavon. Yavon was Choshech al Panei Tehom. It represented the Galus of Yavon. Why? Because HaMachshicha Einayim Shal Yisrael. Because they blackened our eyes. They blackened our eyes. They blackened our eyes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from seeing Hashem, from seeing Torah, from seeing Mitzvos. U'miyidach Yisrael, on the other side, the flip side of the coin is Ein Kisvei HaKodesh Nechtavim B'Shum Lashon Ki'im B'Sfas Yavonis. If we're going to write, the Mishnah says, if we're going to write Kisvei HaKodesh in any other language, so it says in Megillah, that the only way to do that is in the language of Yefes. In Yavon, right? In the language of Yavon. Greek is the other language we can write Kisvei HaKodesh. Shinema, as the apostle says, Fasalim Yefes, Vishkam Baalei Shem. Yaf Yifu, so shall Yefes Baalei Shem. The beauty of Yefes is in the all limb of the shame, of all shame. Shem is Klal Yisrael, and the Afifo Ser Yafes is referring to Yavon. Raka Ofi Amiuchat Sheyeshla Lisnagdusa Shel Yavon Yisrael Hamakol Yachas Kafol Zeh. Right, so the Ofi Hamiuchat that there is in the unique relationship between Klal Yisrael and Yavon, and the conflict that Yavon has with Klal Yisrael allows for this dual connection to Yavon. In other words, it's because of the unique battle and the unique conflict we have with Yavon that allows for there to be this dual nature, one that seems both on the one hand positive and on the other hand our relationship with them being negative. So let's try to understand that a little further. That's a little complicated. Let's understand that further. We understand from Nevi'im that the ways of Hashem are Yashar, they're straight. Pasuk in Hosea, Perek Yud Dalet. And the Pasuk says, Tzadikim yelchubam, uposhim yikashluvam. The Tzadikim will walk straight on that path, and the poshim will be on the very same path, and they will stumble. Klomar, bevadai shatov arashnei derachim heim. Good and bad, good and evil, are two different derachim. Visnagdusam zela zehi mefas hafiyuchas kivon asher b'nisivasam. Right, and the conflict between the two, and the battle between the two, is the result of the fact that they are opposite. They go in opposite directions. Right, and they tread in different directions. You want to go one way, I want to go another way. Right, we can't both go the same way, and that's certainly when we have to do something together, and we want to go a different way, that creates conflict. But however, there are times when the battle between Tov and Ra are even deeper than that. Tahinu kasher ala givun yesh lishneim osa akivun. Right? That when the variety that we have, the variety here being Bito Vera, the variety of different styles and different cultures, Yeshlam Osakivum, but they have the same path. Right? It's the same path that's leading to two different varieties that see that path in two different ways. That's a much, much deeper conflict because it touches so close to home. Right? When we're on different sides of the planet, so it's pretty obvious and pretty clear how we differ. But when we are in the same makom and using the same terminology, so to speak, and sharing the same path in the same way and the same ideas and coming out with two totally different results, that's a much, much deeper, more pernicious conflict. So adim heim shneihem al gabi osa shvil atmo. They're both walking on the same path. Mikol makom zehole komiyos v'zeh nechshal. Both the tzaddik and the rasha are walking on the very same path, and nonetheless, one walks up straight, one walks right, one walks yashar, and the other one is going to stumble. Dafka also parts of Shalarash and Nikudas Hamagashalo Imatov Merubos Hambioser. Specifically, when the visage of Ra touches so many different places, it touches the good, right? When the Ra and the Tov are touching, are melding in certain ways together, dafka osu parts of mamikhu eshas nagduso. So in such a situation, then the visage of Ra is one that's so much deeper, and the conflict is so much greater. Umikevon, mechavein es melchamto klapi shrosha shalatov. Right, and the milchama goes so much deeper because it's getting at the very root of the Tov. It's not that we're totally on different. We're different planets, we're on different planes, we're speaking different languages, where the conflict then is in a certain way is much more superficial. When the Ra and the Tov are really touching each other in so many aspects, they share qualities, then the conflict is obviously a much deeper one. It's on a much deeper level. Our conflict is coming from a deeper place, because obviously we have a lot in common. If we have a lot in common, then there are things we're agreeing about. If there are things we're agreeing about, and agreeing is probably the wrong word. We'll see, I think, a little later, it'll become a little more clear. Agreeing, I think, has the wrong connotation. But when we're using some of the same concepts, when we're working off of some of the same basic principles, but then using them and coming out with very different results, so that conflict is much greater. B'shasha asina misparetzes bein krovim. Just like in a way where when relatives or very, very close friends argue, so those arguments can be so much more bitter. Hari mamikas shasha har beyosim asher b'shashi misparetzes bein rechokim. Right? When a conflict breaks out between people who are anyway enemies, never saw eye to eye, so that conflict is no different than the fact that we don't like each other altogether. But when people are very, very close, and then they have a conflict, we know, we've seen this in our lives. We see this in families when there's a conflict. It's so much deeper and so much better and bitter, and the resentment. The resentment, it's unbelievable. You couldn't get people that should be so close, and they won't even look at each other. Nirotzen Hashem is galu lanu b'shtei ma'arachos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala to us. He reveals to us his ratzon, his desire, his will in this world in two different ways. Ma'aracha achas b'maisa b'reishis. One ma'aracha, one way, one system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to us is b'maisa b'reishis in the creation of the world. Ba'olam sh'nivra b'asar ma'amaros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world asar ma'amaros. And clearly, the world exists as a divine emanation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's Hashem's will is being expressed through nature, through Teva, through the creation of the world. Ma'arach Shnia, the second way that Hashem reveals His will to us, B'mamad Har Sinai, of course, but B'mamad Har Sinai, B'Torah Shednit B'Aseres HaDibros, with the Torah that He gave us, that was given with the Aseres HaDibros. So Torah is another very clear revelation of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Da'as is. Yidvi di Gilui Ratzon Hashem Malkomim, they're both Gilui Ratzon Hashem. El Sheish Hevdel Penimi Ba'ofin Tziyatzon Me'akoach La'Pol, but they do differ, right, in an essential way, in the terms of how they are realized in this world, in fact that they go from minakoach el apoal. The Ratzon Hashem amiskal b'maisa breishis, the Ratzon Hashem that is revealed to us through maisa breishis ofen kiyumuhu b'derech hachechrech. Right, it exists as something that's absolute. The nature teva, that which was created at the time of bria shemayim va'aretz, exists b'derech hechrech. It's absolute and it's sort of forced. It is. It is what it is. It's black and white. Nature is what nature is. It just exists. We can try to discover it, but it is already there. We're not making anything new. We're just trying to discover the principles and the laws that guide it. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it's not something we have to accept upon ourselves. I accept upon myself there's a creation of the world. The world is here. That's hechrech. There's nothing for us to accept. There's nothing for us to choose. The world is here. V'l'ratzon Hashem ha'miskal b'Torah ofen kiyumuch b'derech b'chira. Torah is a totally different Gilui Ratzon Hashem. Because Torah is b'derech b'chira. We choose Torah. We take Torah. We want Torah. It's something of choice. It's not something that's hechrech. It's not something that is absolute. Torah is something that we have to want to choose and that we have to want to desire. Yehi or zehu ma'amar miskan b'derech chok mitzio shel hechrech. Right, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said yehi or, there should be light. So there is light. And that's what it is. There's nothing for us to debate. There is light. However, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed, do not bow down to idols, Zui dibra miskayemes b'derech chirus. That is a dibra of Hashem. That's a ratzon Hashem that miskayem, that is upheld through chirus, through choice, through freedom. Ratzon shel b'chira. It's our freedom of choice to choose how we want to live in this world that we are mukhrach to be in. We're mukhrach. Akarchach ato nolad. We are mukhrach. We're born. We're here. We exist. And we have to live in the world. Right? Otherwise, if you go against the world, you end up you're killing yourself. I mean, just it's absolute. But whether or not we choose Torah and to live by Torah, that's our bechira. Chachmas ha-teva, hi bevadei chachmas ha-chukim, shal rotzon Hashem sh'niskalu ba'asar ma'amaros. So the chachmas ha-teva, science, math, and all those related fields are all about the gilui rotzon Hashem that's niskalu through the asar ma'amaros sh'nivra olam. Ava mekev she-chachmas zu eineinu ra chachmas rotzon Hashem niskalu lana de maton hekrech, hari ye-chachma chitzonis, legabe chachmas ha-tora, shi be-chachmas rotzon Hashem sh'niskalu lana ayidei maton chirus. However, since the chachma of science and math and bria shemayim va'aretz is the gil of Hashem of matan hechrech, of absolutes, it is considered chitzonis, considered external to the chachma of Torah, which is the ratzon Hashem that was given al yidei matan chirus. It's the gil of ratzon Hashem that we have to choose and actively want. That is the pnimius. Zehu muvonu shalainyan shabilashon chachamim kruim him kol achachmos milavad chachmas haTorah chachma chitzonius. And that's why Chazal, when they refer to other types of chachma, other knowledge, other wisdom, which is certainly true, we're not denying the truth and the wisdom and the ratzon Hashem of those chachmos, but they're called chachmos chitzonius. They're called external, outside chachmos. Mipnei, why? Shepnimius tochna shel aseres ha-mamoros hein aseres ha-dibros. Because the ultimate goal and the ultimate purpose of the aseres ha-mamoros is the aseres ha-dibros. In lo brisi yom of alay lechukos shemayim va'aretz lo samti. If it weren't for the Torah, the whole world doesn't exist. Klomar lo niskal kadosh baruch hu b'matan ha-hechrech kim lamsi makom niskalus b'matan ha-chirus. The whole purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miskal himself in a matan hechrech, which means in the creation of the world, the whole purpose of the creation of the world is kim lamsi makom, in order to create a space, in order to create a makom liskalus b'matan ha-chirus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu then could give down His Torah, His will, His matan ha-chirus. Right, and if there's no matan cheros, if there's no kabbalas haTorah, then there's no purpose, there's no need for the world. So the pnimius, the real heart of the matter, is the matan cheros, is the Torah, and then the chitzonius, the external stuff, is all the other chachmos, because they only exist to the extent that Torah exists. And if Torah didn't exist, then there's no purpose in all the other things. Ozvav zehu amahalik lahasbir lasminu as devar shel maral, and this helps us to understand the Maral, ki ha-yivonim misnagdim him yisodavka mitzakoach ha-chachma miyuchal yavon, that the Yivonim opposed and Babel Yisrael, Dafka, right, specifically in the Koach HaChachma that was Miyucha to Yavan. Yavan represented and stood for and embraced a certain Chachma, says the Maral. And it's Bidafka because of that Chachma that there was such a great, great conflict with Klal Yisrael. Klomar, that is to say, Mif'as Riboy Devekos Nafshom Shel Yavanim B'Chachma Sateva, the Yavanim really, they really immerse themselves, right? Devekos Nafshom, they literally married themselves to the Chachma Sateva, to understanding Teva, Asher Zehu Iker Inyanu Shel Chachmas Yavam, that was the main Chachma of Yavan, right? It's the empirical world. It's proving things and glorifying the Teva, the human body, nature. That was what where they put all their kochos in. This was unique to Chachma of Yavon. Nishtalta b'hem aspaklaria shel ahechrech. So then, what ruled over them was this aspaklaria, was this vision, this kind of viewpoint shel ahechrech. Everything is hechrech. It's just absolutes. If you can prove it exists, you can't prove it doesn't exist, and that's what the whole world is about. And it's only the things that I can touch and I can feel and I can prove that is real chachma. Everything else is garnished, according to them, right? They seized upon a real Ratzon Hashem, a real Chachmas Hashem, but they attached themselves so superficially in a certain way to it that they didn't see the deeper Ratzonos, that they didn't say that there was HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind that Ratzon. And they just married themselves to the Chachma itself without seeing the deeper messages behind it. V'hari aspaklari zu mafkas hi midei sharshel shel Torah. Shkol atzma einu miskayemes el mitoch matan acheros dafka. Right, and it runs counter to the shrashim of Torah, because the shrashim of Torah, the real chachma, the chachma pniz, that's not only real to the other ones, are not real. They're all real, but the ultimate purpose, the ultimate chachma, is the chachma shel Torah, which is matan cheros. Matan cheros has to be something that we choose, has to be something that we want and we desire, as opposed to a hechrich, something that just is absolute. So they run counter to each other. V'kan anu magim lahaofi hamiyuchad sheyesh la bisnagdusa shel Yavan liYisrael. So we see now the unique kind of battle that would play out between Yavan and Yisrael. Ki davka b'nei shehazelu mazeh. It's this for that. Shel Yavan klapi Yisrael hu b'koach hachachma. Right? We both treaded the same path. We're both lovers of chachma. We're both lovers of chachma. V'chachma hari hi hisaskus b'chakiras rosan Hashem. And chachma really should be about, right, understanding the Ratzon Hashem. U'mele yesh kanekudas maga shel derech mishutefes. And to that, in that respect, we have a partnership, a joint desire, right, which is to understand chachma. Because both Chukei HaTeva, which is what they were seizing upon Yavam, and Chukei HaTorah, which is what we seize upon as our main avoda, are both Gilui Ratzon Hashem. And so we're all trying to discover and understand Chachma. And even though afal pi she yisharim darchei Hashem, Hashem's ways are straight, Hashem's paths are straight, so that means the ratzon, the gilui ratzon Hashem in teva, and the gilui ratzon Hashem in Torah, they're straight, they're straightforward paths, they're all ways to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as the pasuk told us in Hoshea, aposhe v'gam atzadik, they both the tzadik and the poshe and the sinner are going to can travel that same path. Mikomokom poshim kashlupam, the people who are sinners, people who don't want to see the deeper messages there, they are nichshal. They are nichshal on that path. Vayidei asher chachmasam hidvika benafsham v'shlita al mahusam es hamusag v'hechrech. And because the Yavanim, right, we're treading on the path of chachma, to understand chachma, to discover the chachma, right? But they were sinners. And hishlita al mahusam, what ultimately ruled over the very mahus, the very identity, the very character, es musag v'hechrech. They got trapped by this idea of just absolute. Whatever is not absolute can't be proven, doesn't exist, it's not real. And so their nevcha chachma samanasis the chachma yavanis. And so their chachma, which could have been a chachma sashem, turned to a chachma yavanis, which could have been a path of righteousness, of tzidkus, just became a stumbling block for them of pesha. HaMachshichai Ner Shel Knesset Yisrael. And ultimately, now they run in a deep way, so counter to everything that is at the heart and the soul of Knesset Yisrael, the Bechira of Cheiros, the Bechira of choosing Torah. Aval Meidach Yis, on the other hand, Mikevon Shetahom Yusa Shel Esnagdus Yisrael Yavon Nevas Hidach Mifasim Kudas HaMankah Shel HaGivon HaUchanal. On the other hand, since we share something very deep in common, the variety that there is between the Chachma of Yavam and our Chachma is at its source and at its core something that's shared, a shared belief. Hari Scharo shall give ze Eitzel Ayvasa shall Knesset Yisrael Mishtalim hu b'metav Ayada shall Knesset Yisrael. So therefore, so to speak, the Schar, right, for the beauty of Yavam is that it finds an expression in a holy way, in a more shalom way, in Knesset Yisrael, which is that Kisei HaKodesh could be written in Yavanis. Vafal pishein Kisei HaKodesh nechtav v'shom la v'shom la shom mikom mikom nechtav v'hem Yavanis. B'pnei sheyaf yivuso shal yefes nidreshi ba'al Hashem. The beauty of yefes, which is the desire and the love for Chachma, which is a ratzon of Hashem. It is a gila ratzon Hashem. So we can find expression in all Hashem. Uv dezush hisnagdusa shel yavon yisrael hi hisnagdusa shel koach haseichel. No says he betocha es kefelos yachasa shel knesset yisrael klape yavon. Choshech al pnei tohom ze yavon v'yaf yifuso shel yefes ze yavon. Right? Choshech al pnei tohom is yavon and the yaf yifuso shel yefes is yavon. And the two sides of the same coin because they're both born out of this love of Chachma. Kan hu makor niftach lechadir el socho shel abitu shel gzeres yavan ein lechem chelek el pei Yisrael. And with this, now we have an opening to try to understand what this means, this unique lashon of mumros that's expressed in ein lechem chelek el pei Yisrael. You Jewish people, you have no chelek, you have no portion in el pei Yisrael. V'naktim lahagdir sediuk hamusag el pei Yisrael kifi muvono bekan. Before we can fully appreciate and understand that line, we have to understand what does it mean, Elokei Yisrael? What is the Musag, what is the concept of Elokei Yisrael that we're trying, that the Chazal, right, in Bereishis Rabbah, when they point this out, this line, that they're trying to describe to us. Hine, b'parshas nisua Yitzchak, be'eru chachamim ki yafes sichasam shal avdei ofs yosem yitirasan shal banim. Chazal tell us why, when Eliezer went to find a wife for Yitzchak, and it seems to be marich so much about this story about an eved of Avraham, that yafa sichasam, greater, more beautiful is the sicha of the avdei avos, of the avadim of the avos, more than torasan shalpanim, than the Torah of the children. Sharikama gufe halachas lomdu elam yivav yisera. Right? We can learn out from Torah. Torah is so exact, so meduyok. From one vav, you can learn out lots of halachos. Vila parshas Eliezer kofel v'chozer alen. The parshas Eliezer seems to be almost repetitive and redundant and unnecessary. So what's that about? Vazbarzad v'mekachi. Targ mitzvos nemru b'lamosh b'sinai. We received mitzvos from Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Upir Rambam, and the Rambam explains the famous yisod in the Rambam Mishnayos. He says in Chulin that I just lost my place for a second. Even the mitzvos that were given to Avram, Mila, and Gidonash was given to Yaakov, we are not today mekayim those mitzvos because it's a mesorah from Avram, it's a mesorah from Yaakov, but rather we are mekayim those mitzvos today because they were given to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. V'chazinu mekan, deinonu mamshichim eskiyom mitzvoseinu ad Yerushas Avos. That our kiyum mitzvos don't stretch back as a Yerusha from our avos. V'chol advarim hashayochim the Torah l'shmo shel Moshe heim isyachsim. Anything that relates to Torah mitzvos relates to the shame of Moshe. Toras Moshe Avdi. We call it Toras Moshe. It's the Toras Moshe. It's not the Toras Avram, not the Toras Yaakov. It's the Toras Moshe Avdi. U'mekomokom, k'shamedubar hu alados yichud shmo aleinu. But when we discuss, on the other hand, when we discuss the shame, the shame of Klal Yisrael, the name, our character, our title, our identity, harei inyon hu behefech. It's the opposite way around. Elokei avoseinu. We discuss the God of our fathers, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, v'lo Elokei Moshe. We don't refer to the God of Moshe. So we refer to the Torah and the mitzvahs of Moshe, but when we talk about the God, when we talk about our unique nature as being being the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to Elokei Avraham. It's the God of Avraham. Ubavadai, right? Our shame is Klal Yisrael. Yisrael. Ubavadai comes from the Avos. Ubavadai shatzir bazehu kiderech sha'anu roim etzal yachid shu talmid muvak l'rabo uben neman l'aviv. Right? So he wants to describe it as a little bit of a if you want to make a picture of this idea in your head, you can relate it to the following. When we talk about a Talmud is a Talmud muvak l'rabo. Right? A Talmud, a student, he's a student, he's the primary student of a certain Rebbe. Uben neman l'aviv. But he's a trustworthy son of his father. Shafalpi she'es taraso v'darchi avoda mekabuhu mirabo, meaning that even though a Talmud, a student, learns the darchi Hashem and Torah from his Rebbe, mikomakom, nevertheless hachshara hativis lios kli kibul taraso shel rabo bevadai shirusha hi lo mi'aviv. But the fact that the son has the kochos, has the ability, has the perception to receive Torah from his Rebbe, that's Yerusha from his father. That's Yerusha from the father. Right? So you're a Talmud of a Rebbe, but that same Talmud Rebbe is a Ben Neman La'aviv. Var omrim al adam sheyesh lo moach mishalaviv. It's like what they say about a person. He has the brain of his father. Vein omrim al tami sheyesh lo moach mishal rabba. We don't say he has the brain of his Rebbe. Right? He has the brain of his father. He has the kalim. He has his abilities, his unique kochos, are usually from the parents, from the father. Now, the actual content, that comes from the Rebbe. Uksha omim al adam shu talmid muvak l'rav chacham. When we say about a person that he's a talmid muvak of this, of a certain rav, a certain chacham, uben hagun la'av, and he's a ben hagun, and he's an appropriate child of a certain father, la'av chacham, so when a person says, when they're praising an individual, then they're looking at a yachid who's, let's say, who's a very accomplished person, and they're praising him, and they praise him, they say, right, they say, look, he's a Talmud muvak of a certain chacham gadol, and he has the nature and qualities of a certain parent, right? Because the Moach comes from the father, and the Torah comes from the Rav. And therefore, we're emphasizing both aspects. It's not one or the other. What makes the person who they are is both of those elements. And so the same thing can be applied to speaking about Knesset Yisrael as a whole. Elokei Avoseinu, hakavani hi sheyesh lanu Yerusha me'avoseinu, hachshara hativis shel yada na'aseinu l'kli kibul utaroso shel Moshe Rabbeinu. When we talk about Elokei Avoseinu, what we're saying is, what we're referring to, our kavana is that we have a Yerusha from our Avos. That Yerusha from our Avos makes us, right, prepares us to have the abilities to be a kli kibul, to be a receptacle for the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Elokei Avraham, v'toras Moshe. It's the God of Avraham and the Torah of Moshe. Kloma, hamoach shel av. The brain came from the av. V'torasa shel arav. And the Torah came from the Rebbe. Our brain came from our av. That's our Avos. That's Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. They set the groundwork. It's the Ma'aseh Avos Siman LaBanim. They created our spiritual DNA. Now with our spiritual DNA, we're able to receive Torah, learn Torah, and to perceive Torah. Ta'ina Yedei Ha'av Nota HaKoach. Through the Father, we get the potential. Lumas HaBepoel, and then the actual information is from Moshe. L'chein Mitzazeh Yafes Sichasim Shel Avdei Avos Mitrosim Shel Banim. So in that respect, there's something more beautiful about the Sicha, the Avdei Avos, Mitarasim Shel Banim, than from the practical Torah of the Banim. Meaning, Sichasim Shel Avdei Avos Zuhi Tziras HaKoach Shel Knesset Yisrael. The Sichasim, the Avdei Avos, represents the Mesorah, represents the whole gestalt of the Avos. That's the creation of the Yetzirah of our potential, Shel Knesset Yisrael. Without that potential, without us having the Kalim, the tools, to receive Kedusha and to receive Torah, we've got nothing. So in that respect, it's Yafa. What they created has a certain adifus, has something more important, more powerful than the actual Torah itself. V'torasim shel banim hi abapol shela. When we talk about the Torah of the banim, we're talking about the actual Torah that Kosh Baruch Hu gave to the great-great-great-grandchildren of the Avos. That's the poal. That's the actual, that's the kinetic energy. That's it being actualized. Now we can understand what is being emphasized here by Ein Lachem Chelek Beloke Yisrael. What do we refer to when we talk about Elokei Yisrael? Klomar, milchamto shel Yavin negid Knesset Yisrael ein ikar inyan she miskavenes levatel mimena es Toras Moshe she'abapol shela. That is to say, the ikar battle between Yavon and Klal Yisrael was not to be mevatel, right? Not to be mevatel the Toras Moshe, the papoal, the actual Torah itself. That was true, but that wasn't the deep roots of the source of conflict between us and Yavon. Elishim is kavenis lahashkis as hechsher nafshal Torah zu. They wanted something much deeper, something much more pernicious. They wanted to remove our actual kelim, our ability to perceive Torah, to receive Torah, to understand and learn Torah. They wanted to uproot it out of our very essence, to whitewash our DNA for kedusha. He miskavenis lahavirus nachlosam yirushas avos shelokei yisrael shu ha'koach shela. Right, he miskavenes lahavir es nachalasam yushas avos shelokei Yisrael. They wanted to remove us from being part of the nachala of the yushas avos of our inheritance from our avos, the elokei Yisrael aspect that we received from our avos. Shua koach shala. That is our koach. That's what makes us who we are. That's what gives us our abilities. It's the Yerusha that we got from Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov that set within us the roots of Kedusha and the Kalim to receive Torah. They wanted to remove that. Ein lachem chelek b'lokei Yisrael. You don't have any chelek in the lokei Yisrael. You don't have any chelek. You don't have any connection to your avos anymore. All the things that your avos gave to Yerusha, gone. That's what we want to get rid of. Mitoch mash it is bar le'el hari mechaber hu. So now we understand very clearly that Milchamto Shel Yavon with Knesset Yisrael, right, touches upon the very ikar, the very essence, the very nekuda of Yerusha's Avos, of our Yerusha from our Avos. Why is that so? Because when we discuss Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, they lived before Matan Torah. They didn't have Torah in that form. They didn't have a Matan Torah at Har Sinai. What did they really have? Rak b'kocham shel darchei Hashem hamizgalim basar ma'amoros nasu l'avos ha'olam. Right? Their experience and their connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu was through the Ratzon Hashem that is nizgale, that is revealed through the asar ma'amoros that the world was created in. It's through that asara ma'amaros, it's through the chachma of teva, it's through looking into the world and seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what laid down the groundwork of the koach, of our foundation of kedusha and being able to receive Torah. Right? The avos were the ones that created the foundation, the DNA for kedusha and for Torah. The avos is relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time was bikaron through the Asar Ma'amaros, because it's before Matan Torah. It's through looking out into the world. It's like the Medrash that describes Avram Avinu. He looked up and he saw a Biro Delekes. He explored and pondered and plumbed the depths of nature to realize that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself through nature. And that's what laid the groundwork for us to receive our Kedusha. And that is exactly the same koach and the same chachma that Yavam attached themselves to as well. The poal, the actualization of our kedusha that we got from the avos, is expressed through Torah, the ratzon of Hashem through Torah. Right, the latent energy, the potential energy of Knesset Yisrael, that we get. That we received, that was developed through the chachma of the Ratzon Hashem that is revealed through Ma'aseh Bereishis. That laid the groundwork. Recognizing and understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu through nature laid the groundwork for our Kedusha. That's the Yerusha that we got from the Avos, that through nature we still perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikavon, demakom kishlona shel chachma zivonus hibrotzen zeh shel matan hechrech. And since the failure, the mistake, the downfall of chachma's yavam was exactly in that. It was in that chachma, the chachma matan hechrech. But they seized upon and ultimately got ruled by the concept of hechrech. So therefore, the battleground between Yavam on its deepest level, right, the path that we share together as partners, which is the understanding of the Chachmas Hateva, right, that became the battleground between us and Yavam. So the battleground between us and Yavam, again, just to restate it in a different way, the battleground between us and Yavam is not really ultimately on the level of Kiyumat Torah, on the Torah that we received at Har Sinai, but it's on the shlav below it. It's on the groundwork that we were developed upon. It's that groundwork of the Avos that looked at the Koach HaTeva. And it's that groundwork of the Avos that pondered the Teva and the world. And they recognized Hashem through that Teva. And that's what gave us our potential to receive Torah. And it's B'davka and Nachachma that Yavon went in a very different direction with and seized upon the Hechrech, the absoluteness of it, and not the Kadosh Baruch Hu side of it. So therefore, their battle with us is on the level of our potential. Because that's what that Chachma represents. It represents the seeds of our potential. It's the Yerusha of our Avos. Our potential Kedusha. And that's what's being described and being expressed in that language. Yavin saying to us, right, you don't have any connection to the Yusha Avos. You got it wrong. It's the Chachma Teva, it's the Chachma Teva, and that's all it is. So when Yavam stood up, and they wanted to, they wanted us to forget our Torah. And then only afterwards it says, and then to make us violate the Torah itself. Right, so the forgetting of a Torah, it represents something different. It maintains its own place, its own expression. Of course, right, violating the commandments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu have within it also bitul shel tamat Torah, the forgetting of a Torah, the violating of Torah, the not learning of Torah. Av yisera lehashichas haTorah shel Yavam. But beyond that, there's something beyond that. When we talk about Yavam making us forget Torah, shkenin yana shel hashicha zu hi lahashchis es hachsharasa shekenes Yisrael lekabalas divrei Torah. That shichcha that's being described, the hashkicham torasecha, represents the shichchas haTorah of the hachsharas shel kenes Yisrael, of the aspect of Torah, the aspect of Ratzon Hashem that made us able to perceive Torah. That prepared us to be Mekabel Torah. That's the level of Torah that they were battling us on. It was the level of Torah that prepared us to be Mekabel Torah. Lahavir Mechukei Rutsunecha Zehu Levatel Terasa Shel Arav. The Lahavir Mechukei Rutsunecha is referring to the actual Bittul Torah of the Rav, the Bittul Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, to not be Mekayim Torah from Har Sinai. But the fact that they want us to forget Torah, that description was their desire, lahashchis hamoach shalav, to destroy the brain, the kelim, the DNA that we got from the father, from our av, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the avos.
Now, brilliantly,
he goes back to try to resolve his original question. Well, what is the unique connection between word divrei sofrim, the idea that Chazal can be misakein things, right, and Nerach Hanukkah? Hine havechina hayoser tova im taraso shel arav matzima hi beemes lachsharaso hativis shel haTalmid. Right, the greatest test, the litmus test, to see if the Torah of the Rav really is melding well and matching well and fitting well with our natural kochos, right, with our natural abilities, our abilities really being expressed and being utilized to its full extent, right, is the Talmud really getting the chachma of the Rav,
Right, the Talmud who comes in as a slate, as a blank slate, so to speak, but not blank in the sense that he doesn't have anything. He has the teva, he has the nature of his father. He has the kelim of the father, he has the moach of the father. Now, is this child, is this Talmud now that comes in to learn, will he be able to really receive and understand the Torah of his Rav? So how do you know? How do you test that? How do you test if he really gets his how do we get if he really gets his teacher? How do we know? Hu ba'arachas chidush of shalat Talmud. It's you pay attention to the chidushin that come out of the Talmud's mouth. When the Talmud now has absorbed the Torah of the Rav, and now he's taking it the next level, what did he come up with? Does he come up with things that fit and match the signon of the Rav? Or is he off on some other planet? Which means there was some disconnect. If the Talmud is able to succeed and be mechadesh on his own deep thoughts, aruchim they signon Torah's Rabbo, and they are arranged and ordered in the same signon and the same style of his Rebbe, harzeh mofes chotech, that's proof positive, ki habepoel shel Torah's Rav matim hu ba bevad im hakoach shel hateva shalom. So that proves that it was a good match, that the koach, the potential of this Talmud that's licked in his teva, in his nature, fit very well with what the Rav had to give over, and the actual knowledge that the child then ends up learning. Shu etzlo yirusha me'avosa, right? The koach of the teva is yirusha from the parents, that the parents give the child. The child is a product of the parents. The actual knowledge and then utilization of the potential, that's going to be done in the playground that's going to be done in the playing field with the Rebbe. To know that they fit well together. To prove that, you have to see, okay, what comes out of this Talmud's mouth when he's now off on his own trying to be mechadesh something. Hat'ama bin chachmas harav uvein boach ha'av hi hatzlacha hachi gedola b'pituach toach hachidu shel ha'Talmud. Right, so that's what we described before. The litmus test to really know whether or not it was a good match is you see, what does the Talmud come up with on his own? And the same thing is true when we describe Knesset Yisrael as a whole. Chidushei Torah shel Knesset Yisrael hema divrei sofrim shalah. The Chidushei Torah Knesset Yisrael, if you want to see where's the chidushim of Knesset Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael, that's the divrei sofrim. That's what the Chachamim are coming up with. Chadashim gam yeshanim devadai tzafanti dodi tzafanti loch perush chachamim the chadashim haynu divrei sofrim. That pasuk when it says chadashim is referring to the chadashim divrei sofrim. It's the chidush. It's the novelties of our chachamim. Sod hatzlachas shel Knesset Yisrael bechidusha eile sheskima leim das hamakom hu b'hat ama shebein madregas toras Moshe the madregas elokei avoseinu. So he so brilliantly says, again, he summarizes that Sod Hatzlacha, right? The foundations of the Hatzlacha of Knesset Yisrael in their abilities to make Chidushim, to Mechadish Chidushim, is that Sheskim Aleim Das HaMakom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maskim. He's Maskim to the Chidushim of Klal Yisrael. That he says that you got it right. Right? You're making sense. You're taking the knowledge that I'm giving you and you're utilizing it in proper ways, right? You're creating novelty that I didn't say to you, express to you exactly, but you get me in such a deep way that the things that you're expressing are the things exactly what I would believe in. And if they can do that, right? If the Rav gives an A+ to on the test, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu hands down his sign of approval, that means we got it right. That means the Yerusha we got from our Avos is exactly fitting beautifully to the Torah that the Rav wanted to teach us. And that's what makes us Shalem in every respect. Right? So now we understand why the Gemara specifically wants to understand where do we get this concept of Tzivanu? How do we say that when the Chachamim tell us something, that it's Vitzivanu, that it comes, that ultimately can be traced back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and why are we learning that concept specifically by Ner Chanukah, when that is not the first Chiddush of the Chachamim? Afal pi sheyeshnam brachos al mitzvah sofrim kodbus l'Ner Chanukah, even though we have prior brachos that we say on earlier takanos, nevertheless, we discuss this by Ner Chanukah. V'nei, shal kush d'milsa inyun kochem shal divrei sofrim mahavet tochem pinimi beguf mitzvah shal Ner Chanukah. Because the truth is, says Rav Huttner, the koach of Divrei Sofrim, that unique koach that our Chazal have, that the Rabbanim have, to be mechadish thing, mahavatofen panimi beguf mitzasa shener Chanukah, right? It shares something very deep in terms of the very essence of the mitzvah ner Chanukah. Kakein apurkan miyavan hu hapirur ala koach hakidush shel kenes Yisrael, because right, our salvation and our success over Yavam, hu hapirur ala koach hakidush shel kenes Yisrael, is really right, can be played out through the koach hakidush of Knesset Yisrael, through the fact that our koach hakidush is real and that our koach hakidush is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, right? That proves, so to speak, in a deep way, that the koach we got from our avos, that our DNA, so to speak, that our foundation and our groundwork that we received from our avos, that potential, the potential of Kedusha that the avos laid for us was exactly on target. That the avos saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Teva, and is that same Teva that the Yavan saw, but didn't ultimately seize upon in the same way as recognizing Ratzon Hashem, but the avos did, and the avos therefore laid the groundwork for our DNA of Kedusha and for our potential to be able to mekabel Torah. And then when we actually receive the Torah, we know it worked out well, because when the Chachamim are mechadish things, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us nod and says, you got it correct. All right, I'm asking, shal v'chav yageicha, I'm asking to what you said. So that's proof positive that we are still very well connected. We're still very well connected to our source, to our potential, right? Because if our potential and then the Torah we received did not match up, if they were not the same, we wouldn't be able to make the proper chidushim. We'd get it wrong, right? If I have a math brain, and I only think very linearly, and then I go and I have a Rebbe who's very poetic, and you know, and even if I can pretend that I'm getting it the whole time, and then the Rebbe says, okay, now you try to produce some poetry, right? I'm going to produce something that's not going to sound anything like anything poetic, like the Rebbe was saying. I'm going to produce something that's going to sound very different because my brain doesn't go that way. Yavam wanted us to be mevatel, say, you don't have, ein lechem chel b'kei Yisrael, you don't have that potential, right? That you got it all wrong. There's no potential from the avos. There's only hechrech, there's only teva. And if that were true, then we wouldn't be able to make a koach hachidush that would match with Torah. We'd have a very different potential. But it's not true. And that was our nitzachon over the Yavanim, that we have a koach hachidush and it's correct and it fits well. So that's why B'davka Miner Chanukah asks, where did we get where does this come from, this Tivanim, that we're commanded in following these mitzvahs? Right? Ask your fathers. Ask the avos. It comes from the avos. Klomar, moach ha'av. It's the moach we received. It's the Yerusha we received from our avos. Asher hinchil lanu teva shal Torah, hu makor ozam shal divei sofram. They gave us the nature of Torah. Right? Not maybe per se the Torah itself, that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu, but the nature of Torah. The teva of Torah. And that teva of Torah is the actual source of the strength of the divrei sofrim, right? The Torah comes from the rav, but the potential comes from, right, what a person's abilities are, what Knesset Yisrael's ability is, comes from the teva that they receive from their avos. Right? And this is what we mean when we talk about Amunas Chachamim. We talk about Amunas Chachamim, it means the tikkun of the Chachmas Yivanis. The Chachmas Yivanis is the Chachma of Hechrech, of absolutism, of black and white, of what I see is what exists, and what I can feel, and what I can touch, and what I can prove. And there's nothing beyond that. And Munas Chachamim is the exact opposite of that. Because when I believe in Emunas Chachamim, what I believe is that I have a Yerusha from an Avos that said there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is expressed through the Teva. And that Yerusha we got from our Avos gave us the ability to understand and to be Mekabel Torah. And I know that I'm doing a good job when I can be Mechadish something that fits well with the Torah that I received. If I can be Mechadish something that fits well with the Torah that I received, that proves that in my very core, my kishkes, I'm aligned with Torah. I have a mind of Torah. I have a moach of Torah. V'zakino eifo limso makor mefurush lezeh b'shmaisin shekavu inyan divrei sofrim b'kesher im ner chanaka shimod gos yavam v'do. And that's why, right, bringing full circle, why we bedafka, look for a source of the koach of divrei sofrim b'kesher to ner chanaka. So it was a difficult piece. It's a deep piece. I hope I was able to explain it in a clear way, to express it well. Hopefully I understood it well enough to explain it well enough. Certainly more thought should and can go into this. But at least that should be a haskalah to understand a very deep and beautiful concept that Rav Huner described to us, which really shaped a lot of his thoughts on Chanukah. That Chanukah is the holiday of Divrei Sofrim. That's really the battleground between Yavon and Klal Yisrael. But it's not apparent how that's true. How do we see Divrei Sofrim as being the battle between Yavon and Klal Yisrael? And as Rav Huner explained, is because the koach of Divrei Sofrim, the koach HaChidush, is really related to, right, to our essence, to our Yesod, our Yerusha from our Avos, really not so much to the Torah of the Rav. The Torah is the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave down the Torah, that's what it is. But the fact that we are misyaches to Torah, that's only true because of that Yerusha from Rav. And it's that very Yerusha itself that they try to attack. Because it's the Yerusha came from a level of Teva, of Gilu Ratzon Hashem through Teva. Yavon saw that Teva and looked at and created a Chachmas Yavon. And we saw that Teva, or our others saw that Teva, and created Kedusha, and created a Kli Kibul for Torah. And our Kli Kibul expresses itself in its highest form when we're able to Mechadesh Torah in the Signon of Torah, in the Signon of the Rebbe, in the Signon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu stamps it and says, Asher Kedishanu, yeah, I'm masking to the mitzvah. Shazocha to have a beautiful and hopefully now a little bit deeper understanding to the Yontif of Chanukah.